Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I love stories like this. Lights have been, well, shining on at Winslow and Smithville Little League Diamonds over the last few nights, and youth baseball underway, and thanks to a program initiated out of Jackson Creek earlier this spring, there's some cash to be made, too, governing the game, as Principal Dave Piller was telling me.
We had this brainchild last year where Kristen Pogue, one of my assistant principals, her son played Little League up at Winslow, and she came back and she said, hey, do you know that John Beggs, one of our students last year, is an umpire up there at Winslow? And I said, well, that's great. I had no idea. And I said, we really ought to figure out a way to get more of our kids trained to umpire Little League next year. And so that's where this all kind of came from.
Volume-wise, how many you got out there? I mean, we have started the season, so we've got a whole summer full of baseball out at Winslow.
Yeah, up and running right now. Brett Williamson is a familiar name and face probably to some local people. He's a state finals softball umpire, and he's also done regional basketball and sectional football. But Brett works for us at Jackson Creek, and he had about 24 kids in a program that lasted 5 weeks for about 45 minutes a week on Thursday mornings. He trained them about balls and strikes and about some basic rules and where to stand and some mechanics. And right now we've got a handful of kids, 3 or 4, that we've heard reports back from families and parents that are up at Winslow and then down at Smithville calling balls and strikes.
That's Jackson Creek Principal Dave Piller. Thanks again goes out to Brett Williamson. A neat summer job, isn't it? Paying the kids dividends right now. And parents, it wouldn't hurt a bit to pat the umps on the back after the games have been decided. Later today on our report, IU women's golf coach Clint Wallman on Erin Harper. She's made it to the NCAAs out in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Dave and Glass in the zone in your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
First individual appearance for IU women's golf at the NCAAs in 29 years. Filling in the blanks, it's junior Erin Harper. The venue out in Stillwater, Oklahoma, Karsten Creek Golf Club. Who's your women's head coach, Clint Wallman?
They'll play 54 holes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. After Sunday, the field is cut to the low 15 teams and the low 9 individuals not on those teams. They'll play one more round for a total of 72, crown the individual champion. The low 8 teams out of the 15 will move on to the match play. So it's a great championship.
Well, you know, par was good to Erin, obviously, in those bad conditions. But still, we talk about her development as a junior. You saw it all season long. Where did she raise her game, and what's she going to have to do this weekend?
You know, this weekend, honestly, she'll probably have to make a few more putts. She is really, she gives herself a lot of opportunities. She had an amazing stat in Wisconsin where she went from the 8th hole on the first round to the 9th hole on the final round without making a bogey. I mean, she made her pars and birdies. And, if she can kind of do that sort of thing again, she'll be right there.
That is IU women's golf coach Clint Wallman on Erin Harper. Debbie Lee, back in 1989, was the last Hoosier woman to play as an individual, and she finished a T-19. Over on the fellow side, IU redshirt junior Jake Brown had it to 2 under, but doubled the final hole to finish his second consecutive round at par. He sits at 144, T-14, with a mid-morning tee time. Later today at the Traditions Club down in Bryan, Texas. He's trying to qualify like Erin did last week in Madison. In the zone, Dave and Glass in your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.